The following video has been modified from its original version. It has been censored and rewritten in accordance with YouTube's community guidelines, in order to cater to brain-dead leftoids and their globalist puppeteers. Viewer discretion is advised. Oh, and Susan, congratulations on that free speech award, which I'm sure was totally not bought, sold, and paid for by sponsorship cash in any way. Hashtag stunning and brave. Hashtag space ghost.
So let me get this straight. I gotta spend 2.5 years on books and tuition to take useless bullshit just to get at my core classes? Space Ghost is on, you can suck my dick. You got any ungrateful relatives? Well, me too. So buy them something worthless. Get them this book. At the end of the day, they will thank you for getting them something that's priceless. Good advice. So click on the link in the description and learn for yourself why college is a complete waste of time and money. What's up, you disease-infested pea-sleeves? Terrence Pop here, Redonkulous.com. Bad Pop showed up today because I'm gonna put more bad images into your brain, just like that one. Do you find me sadistic? Mwah, comma, I don't care. No. Everyone who's watched this show knows this. If I'm gonna go there, I'm gonna be masochistic. Here's a thought. When you started watching this show all those years ago, did you think it would last for 10 years? Me either. Just saying. Let's drink. So this season, we are going to embrace our inner time-traveling hobgoblin. So we're going back to readdress some older episodes, which quite frankly, they just look like shit.
Blow it out your ass.
But it doesn't mean they're bad. We just got way better at this. And the world around us, it has gotten way worse. I had to install a whole new deck of cannons just to fight off the stupidity that exists. So pour yourself a menagerie, because today we're going to be talking about some of our biggest fans. Yeah. So let's disregard the foo-foo drink, and let's focus on the hard stuff here. Winning. Speaking of focusing in on the hard stuff, segue. Today we have 20 more lies.
Single birthing persons.
Tell.
How dare you?
Now, after our first iteration on this particular episode, which was, holy shit, somewhere between 4 and 5 years ago, I received an avalanche of hate mail, and I hope it doubles this time. Even toxic mail. They went after his business on the civilian world. What a bunch of ass bags. But you thought we were gonna quit because you made fun of us? Foolish mortals, that is not going to happen.
You're gay. You have a small penis. You hate your mother. Your kids must be ashamed of you. You live in your mama's basement, you dyslexic alcoholic.
All right, those last two, I do have dyslexia, but I don't have a drinking problem. I have problems, so I drink. Now, you'd be like, Pop, that is such a subtle difference. Nope, no it's not. And you can't tell me I'm wrong because I'm living my truth, Screen 5. Idiots! Speaking about living your best truth, let's talk about some of those lies. Now, I know there's a lot of dudes out there that have never thrown in with a
single baby maker.
Even if the lights were off for 3 to 7 minutes. But
single pea sleeves.
They still use this line. Wait for it.
I don't normally do this.
Or
I've never done this before.
Well, you did it at least one time before. At this point, you may or may not know that they have a child at home. But they take you home and they insist on keeping the lights off. You better be on the lookout for some tiger stripes or tree bark or scars from a bear attack, otherwise known as stretch marks. Huh. Now, dudes, this is not a deadlock strategy. Let me explain. Some of those women from, you know, South America, they have those kids young enough, you won't even know. Everything down there, you know, passes inspection. I should know. I've checked. It's not till the next morning, when you wake up and you hear the sounds of a child eating cereal and the cartoons just came on. Guess who's doing the walk of shame? Unless Space Ghost comes on. You better pull out another, bowl for some Fruit Loops for me, because I'm watching that shit. Let us have pets in the
studio ever since Banjo. What's up?
But when you get to that point, you have to realize they have done this before. They're going to do it again, and it's probably not going to stop ever. You're just another nasty ninth in line, so take it on the heels. Now we're gonna go over lies number 2 and 3. They're very similar, but not quite the same.
I'm ready for a nice guy.
Oh, of course. Now that your Kak Canyon has been blown out more than a cave in Afghanistan, you want to settle for that nice guy. Screen 5. Here's a thought, ladies. If you really wanted that nice guy, you would have married him when he looked you in the eye and said, I love you. Mwah. But you know what they say. You're so young. Explore your options, right? Unfortunately, all of those options take you to the same place, even though the scenery might change. It doesn't matter if you're a carousel-riding career queen or a Section 8 system surfer. They're all going to the same place. Yes, boxed wine in Catlin. It has its high rises and spots on the beach and plenty of room in its slums. And while they're riding that express train all the way to the scene of the crash, you will hear them say, lie number 3.
I'm tired of the games.
Bullshit! You don't hate the game. You just hate the fact that you're losing at it. From the ages of 15 to 30, women, they beat the game and they don't even try. But as they approach that wall, somewhere between 30 and 35, the balance shifts. After more than a decade of more cock, your options are gone. Then all of a sudden, it's men who are exploring their options, and that's just not fair. Women spend their 20s dating multiple people, expanding their options, and they are called stunning and brave. But a dude does the exact same thing in his 30s because he can, guess what? Pig. You know, for all the screeching you do about these double standards, you got them down pat. Bottom line, when we hear women bitching about, hey, I just want a nice guy and I'm so tired of the games, they've seen more rods than a Civil War musket. Run silent, run balls deep, and leave no trace behind. And make sure you take that condom with you or you just might get sperm jacked. Lie number 4, and it's not quite a lie, but it also kinda is.
I just want you to know the bio dad is in the picture.
These are the same ladies who insist, well, I do everything for my child, but they won't marry the father. It's kind of funny how that works, isn't it? Now, if you're doing the best for your child, it'd probably be pretty good if it was more than just a check every 4 weeks. Oh. When 85% of the people languishing in prison came from single mother homes, your argument is quite invalid. But they will counter that fact with this lie.
My ex is an asshole, or he's a deadbeat.
Insert insult here. Well, you know, not actually here. You know, here and maybe down here, and sometimes if you're drunk enough, back here. Screen 5. All right, ladies, don't sit there and say, oh, I never do that. Yes, you have. You've been there New Year's Eve. You're drunk. You're off your rocker. And you lean back and go, put it in my butt. Or, absent of that, 9 months later, they're always yelling at you in the delivery room, you did this to me! You know, if you remember, I wanted to do butt stuff, but you said it hurt too much, huh? Who's laughing now? But we just went off in the weeds there for a second. Let's get back on track. Women who sit there and badmouth the daddy, they just want your sympathy. They're also telling you every single thing you need to know about them. Number 1, these women have no problem putting a knife in the back who fathered their child. And number 2, if they could do that to him, they could do it to you. And if you think these ladies actually learn from their mistakes, you got another thing coming, figuratively and quite literally. But only if you're stupid. Even if what they say about the baby daddy is true, these women still picked him. So do yourself a favor, put three in the bullseye and move along to the next bar. Speaking of which, it's probably where you're gonna run into a lot of these ladies. And they will expect you to buy them drinks because of lie number six.
I can't afford that.
Enter Captain Save-A-Ho. I made a whole video about it, links in the description.
Oh, it's a shame she has all those children and she can't take care of herself or afford anything. I know, she's different, she loves me. I'll step up and take care of them.
Are you out of your mind? No!
Well, Pop, she said she was done with all the bad boys and now she wanted a nice guy, and that's me.
Say that again. No, do it slowly, because sometimes stupid, it doesn't stick on the first pass. Do yourself a favor, ask her how many bad boys there were before you showed up the nice guy. Whatever that number is, multiply it by 6. And if she was in a sorority, multiply by 9. That's closer to the real number, so welcome to the Eskimo Brother family reunion where the floors are sticky.
Ew! Ew, ew, ew.
Now, if you really want some nightmare fuel, imagine all those guys stabbing that pocket all at the same time, leaving juice and such behind. Oh, God. Egon said it best. Don't you cross the streams. It would be bad. But they're not done trying to get you to open your wallet. Next lie.
I'm having some financial problems. I can't make my rent. My car is going to get repossessed. I can't afford diapers for my baby.
Why don't you say so? You need money? But if I give this money, will you touch my penis?
Yeah.
That's not gonna happen.
And despite the fact that they're clearly after your money, you're gonna hear this lie as well.
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm not a gold digger.
But once you get them talking, you're gonna realize pretty quick that they wanna be a kept woman. Let me get this straight. You wanna stay at home playing the endless game of keeping up with the Joneses or Jamal, while I'm away busting my ass in the wage cage 9000 for 8 to 12 hours a day with commute. And while I'm gone, the revolving door and the front and back of the house are spinning so fast, they're airing out all of the bad decisions. A never-ending stream of Chads and Pablos coming in the front door, and let's be honest, the back door as well. She's got one in here, and one in here. But every time they do go out and get a job, they mysteriously can't keep it. They either quit or get fired for reasons that are not their fault. They do this over and over and over again to wear you down to the point where you're like,
that's okay, honey. You can just stay home and mind the children.
Taking care of children is a full-time job.
Maybe you should have thought of that before you kicked the baby daddy to the curb and expect everyone else to step in and lap up the leftovers. God! And that leads us into lie number 9, which is probably the most common one they tell.
My kids come first.
Nope, you came first. That's why you have kids, Screen 5. And I'm not paying for it. If your kids came first, would you be on Tinder while you're pregnant with another child? Anyone who tells you that, they don't believe it. They're just hoping you do. Because they want you to be the sucker who pays for everything. You get to waste your life away paying for all of the bills, and yet you still come in last. Well, that sounds like a great partnership to me, so ladies, go ahead. Sell me marriage, I dare you. And while you're enjoying that exercise in futility, let's go to number 10.
I need a father and a role model for my kids.
What happened to the one you had? In fact, it looks like you had 3. If it was that important to you, why the hell did you kick him out?
I didn't kick him out, he left me!
You might be able to sell that trash to a dude if it just happens once. But if it happens 2 or more times, guess what? You're the problem. At that point, you're either insufferable, you make critical bad decisions, or both. All of which are a strike and you're out. Speaking of out, I'm probably gonna have to refill this glass because we're only halfway through the list, baby. So while I'm getting topped off, if you know what I mean, go to redonkulous.com/donate and send us a couple bucks. The best way to support us is sign up for Subscribestar because big tech can duck my 6.
Our current stunning and brave duly elected most popular president ever might have delivered the coup de grace to the Republic, but... The first shots were fired by useful idiot vaginuts in sheep's clothing peddling lies and propaganda before our former Kenyan-in-chief made it legal. Take a stand against the tyranny and get yourself a copy of Surviving Fourth Wave Fleminism today. A link is in the description.
Now I know you guys are like, Pop, everything you're covering here isn't necessarily a lie. Yes and no. Anytime anyone tells you anything with a hidden agenda in it, it is deception. So we're gonna start off the second half of this list with a thought. If there is a constant lesson across the board that these
single piece leaves
learn, it's this one. Getting knocked up is not a guarantee you're keeping that dude around. So instead of getting knocked up again, they start to love bomb you. They take all of the skills that they honed being a sorostitute, and they turn it up to 11 on you. Everything you do, that's the greatest. In fact, while you're doing it, they're sucking a golf ball through a garden hose. But at the end of the day, you will never be that kid's father no matter what you do. Lie number 11, take it away.
You can't do that. You're not their real father.
So basically, you have all the responsibilities of a parent and a husband, but none of the authority. And if you have the spine to stand up against this hypocrisy, you're going to hear lie number 12.
I'm already raising my kids. I don't need another kid.
You're going to hear this shit anytime you have the scrot to stand your ground. And I'm just going to say this now, dudes. If you're hearing this, it's kind of your fault. The time for you to stand up and display your spine was probably before you started paying for everything. Because now, in her eyes, guess what you are? You're just a paycheck and nothing more. You're just a placeholder for the dudes that she truly desires. She's already written you off because you were stupid enough to throw in with her in the first place. And why? Because she knows she's really not worthy of the good treatment you're giving her. She knows that she's a slut, and when you treat her like a lady, it just doesn't add up. And these are the people who sabotage their own relationships over and over and over again. And after they've driven you off, they're gonna ask the question they've been screaming out to the manosphere since the beginning.
Where are all the good men at? When?
There are three types of good men that are out there, and they're plentiful. Number one, you got good dudes that found a good woman and now they're off the market. Number two, you got a bunch of good dudes who got divorce rap paid, and they're not playing the game anymore. And number three, all of the good dudes that you passed over in your 20s, but now you're trying to sling them back in your mid-30s. All the while, they were boosting their value through hard work, and you were tanking yours. So guess what? You're not good enough for them anymore. Wait. Don't get me wrong, everyone has a hankering for a beef and cheddar from an Arby's once in a while. But we're not diving into the drive-through window to set up camp. We just get our sandwich and we leave. And maybe there's some, you know, special sauce left behind, but that's about it. At the end of the day, it doesn't matter what type of good man there is, because it's all your fault. And you know it, that's why you say the next one.
A real man would do this.
Do you know how many times I've heard that? If you were a real man, you would do this, and real men do that. Yeah, okay, sure. I've led men in battle. Two wars, in fact. But apparently, well, I'm not a real man.
Right.
Let's just say I don't know what real men do. But I know what they don't do. They are not eating the stuffing out of your hollowed-out turkey cavern. Look. You see this shot glass? It's young, it's tight, it's gonna go out in the world and figure out exactly who she is. But when they get around 35, that shot glass now looks like this. Oh, you ready to settle down now? Real men, well, they know their value and it's just a fact. You, well, you've been brainwashed from years of social media. Because of social media, you have a weird delusional abundance mindset. When I was young and I started dating, I didn't have the internet. I only had women I ran into every day, you know, at school or in my neighborhood. But these women today, they're growing up with Facebook and Instagram and Twitter. Once they develop their secondary sexual characteristics, you know, the money makers, their entire image becomes monetized. And they're getting attention not from just the dudes in their city or school, but from the entire globe. And They think that that shit is going to last forever. And here's the funny part. They actually think that that type of attention is meaningful.
Are you serious?
It's not. It's completely shallow. They just want to try to get a crack at the pink sleeve, I'm just saying. But they become addicted to that attention, and it becomes like a drug. That is why you have fours thinking they can actually pull down nines and tens. And that is why the virginity rate for men over 30 is the biggest it's ever been.
No, it's not true. That's impossible!
If you follow this tragic chain of events to its conclusion, it does not look pretty for anyone. We got a whole generation of dopamine addicts heading towards box wine and cat land at breakneck speed. Now, I am going to make a prediction right here and now, and if there's any justice in the universe, I will not live to see it. In 20 years, the deaths of despair for women will finally equal that of men. Sooner or later, everyone's reality check gets cashed. It's only a matter of time. And a lot of these
single snot pockets
know this. That's why they ask you the next one.
Where is this going?
Backseat of my car or out back to the dumb cumpster. Winning. Or I could drop off your lunch at your job. You know, glory hole attendant. Screen 5. You bring the 12-inch ham and Swiss sub and you just put it through the hole. Here you go, 1 inch at a time. There you go. But of course, you can't joke around with them because of the next one.
I want to get serious. You can't play with my feelings, Wee.
This is the national anthem for the one-night stand queen. They're the ones making all the bad decisions, but somehow they expect you to make up for that. And they will weaponize the love of their children against you to make you commit. Anyone out there who's ever dated a
single birthing person
probably had this happen to them.
I know that you don't spend a lot of time with my kid, but he said that he really loves you and he hopes that one day we can be a family.
Eh, I'm good. Where's that sandwich and blowjob? But no, I'm out. You will notice every time a conversation like this goes down, that kid is nowhere to be found. And why is that? The kid has no idea he's being pimped by his mother. No one wants to break the heart of a child, and that's why they use it against you.
Let's pretend that's not true.
Yeah.
All right, now in today's day and age, gentlemen, you cannot afford to have any mercy. That's just the way it is. Now, is that heartless? Maybe it is, but I'm sick and tired of burying dudes who fell behind the power curve and forgot how they would be treated by the laws and customs of this country. If you father a child in this country and the woman wants you out of the picture, guess what? The Constitution no longer applies to you. And that is why you never, ever throw in with a
single pea sleeve.
Because if she did it once to someone else, she will do it to you in the future. And that is why, at the end of the day, they all fall back on this next mantra.
I'm a strong, independent woman. I don't need a man. I can do all the jobs by myself.
As long as Big Daddy government is willing to point the gun at the baby daddy and anyone else who pays taxes, right? Legalized extortion, dudes, because that's exactly what that is there. It's only charity when you voluntarily surrender it. But when it's mandated and you can go to jail if you don't pay it, that sounds a lot like blackmail to me. And 75% of the time, a blackmail is kind of how you got into this problem in the first place. Screen 5.
What the hell did you just say?
Hey, don't get mad at me. I just play by the numbers. Links are in the description. And while they're using a basketball pump to inflate their ego, we're going to move on to the next one.
I look damn good for a woman with 3 kids.
Get the hell out of here. No way. If you have to say, well, that person looks good for their age, or they look good in spite of X number of kids. Let's face it, they really don't look that good.
How dare you?
But last one on the list, dudes, and you knew this one was coming. It doesn't matter how many reality checks you dish out. They're still gonna say this.
I know my worth. I have high standards and I'm not lowering them for anyone.
So says the 6 who wants the 10 and won't take anything less. Because that is a recipe to box wine in Catland.
Stop.
So let me get this straight. You got a couple of soy boy manginas who are willing to pay $35 a month to look at your naughty bits. And somehow that entitles you to a dude with a mark of the beast? 6 feet tall, six-pack abs, six-digit income, and a six-foot-long dong. Yeah, right, you deserve that.
I don't want it.
A dude that has all of that going on, he can get any woman he wants. Any woman. Now, with that as a given, do you really think that dude with all of those options is going to pick a woman with kids? The answer that you're looking for right there is a big, huge hell no. In fact, I don't know, I think we're going over to the big kahuna, which is no. Don't get me wrong, you can get a guy who had all of those characteristics 30 years ago when he was 40. But that's really the best you can hope for here. At the end of the day, it's all about love, right? It's not about the money. Wah. With that being said, let the avalanche of hate mail begin. Space Ghost is on. All right, when a man hears that, the first thing he's going to say is, how old are these kids? And the youngest one to say like 8.
Yeah.
He's going to be like, okay, so if I get with this lady and she wants anything from me, I have to deal with the needs of an 8-year-old child and probably a 10 or 12-year-old child, and I have to deal with the frustration of a man child who thinks he's a man who's not. That's a lot of frustration and expense. And I'm sorry. It's getting to that point where men are like, "Fuck this, no, I'm out." Yeah. Like, we can hang out and have fun and blah, 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 but you know what, I'm not, you know, you